Welcome back to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger, Johnny Lungs.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Buckaroo Banzai Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form, one page at a time. Glenn, how are you today, friend?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
Rough couple of nights with the kids. Not sleeping too good.
We got their 64-ounce iced coffee in front of you.
I got a big boy.
Is that 64-ouncer?
Don't know. What does it say?
Maybe a 32.
A large iced coffee.
Yeah.
Looking for a number. Yeah, 32P is written on the bottom. I don't know what the P is.
Someone peed in your coffee, 32%
of as much coffee.
It's looking pretty watered down at this point, too.
It's mostly ice. Yeah,
it's not really helping you that much.
No. I mean, I drank most of it before we started recording. I also I got a flavored one.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I just drink just black iced coffee. I like it. This is flavor. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Which I don't really go for in coffee.
I'm sleepy, too, but I think it's because I might have taken too much melatonin last night.
Okay.
I got these like little sleep gummies.
Sure.
And they're basically, it's just basically melatonin, like with like a little bit of Benadryl in it, I think is basically what they are.
Okay.
And the suggested serving size is 2.
And you ate a handful?
I had 4.
So
only because I went like, I like held the jar up to my mouth and like thought I could knock 2 in, but 4 fell in.
Rookie
and I'm
mistake.
Like, well, these are gummies. It's probably not going to kill me.
No, you'd be extra sleepy.
Yeah. And so I just slept real aggressively with the taste of like blackberries because that's what flavor they are. I like them. I would like legitimately like them as candy if they didn't make me sleepy.
Some medications that I take make me sleepy. And before children, I would like take them to help me sleep.
Right.
Or like not take them to help me sleep, but I would take them at night before I went to bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I'm going to be sleepy. This is the time to do it. But I'm like, well, no, I need like, I can't be in like a deep sleep ever. I feel like I need to be like ready for action at any
right. And that statement right there, in and of itself, is if I needed further convincing, is why I'm not going to have children. I need
it's a constant source of anxiety.
And you have what, 2? It's like more children than anyone I've ever met.
I know
it's the most in the world.
It's the most. It's bananas.
It's too many.
There's so many of them. They can team up on me now.
Oh, that's fun.
They can coordinate their attacks like raptors.
Ooh, yeah, from the sides.
Amelia can open doors now. Like, it's...
Oof. Like raptors?
Yeah, exactly. They hunt smaller animals. Like, there was a... I took a really cute picture of Amelia when she was, like, 3. She was, like, batting at the chain link fence. And I put the quote about the raptors testing the fences in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
It was a real cute picture.
Do you ever just, like, look at her and be like, clever girl?
Yeah, constantly. She's very clever.
Hmm. Well,
she will one day turn on me.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
All right,
buddy.
So we throw it out to the universe. If you want to suggest a topic to us, easiest thing to do, best thing to do, and it would help us out tremendously. Like us on Facebook at the Improvised Wikipedia page. Word podcast isn't in there. I think it's just Improvised Wikipedia. Search that on the old Facebook. Give us a like. We'll put some prompts out there. That's how we select our topics to make sure that there is no preparation. Not that anybody really doesn't believe us after they listen to the nonsense that we say. Like,
right.
I feel like we don't need to work as hard to prove that this is improvised. It's pretty clear we don't know what we're talking about ever.
I mean, I feel like sometimes there have been episodes where it's like, oh, actually, I know quite a lot about this topic. Like, skyscrapers was one where I'm like, oh, yeah, no, like, I know things about skyscrapers.
Refrigeration, I think we did pretty good.
Air conditioners.
Air conditioners.
That was another one
where
I was like, oh, yeah, Judge Magazine, what's up? But I feel like for the most part, it's not that.
Yeah, it's not.
It is just, we had a good streak early on of like one or the other of us actually knew facts about the topic.
Yeah, I mean,
we're in the middle of a losing streak.
Yeah, we've won 15. Wikipedia's catching up at 14, nipping at our heels.
Oof.
We've tied 6 times. If you count the live episodes and Little Buddies, I think we've done almost 50 of these now.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
Yeah, you'd think we'd be smarter for
it's
it.
Podcast in middle age.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Ah.
Well, I mean, maybe we should just do an episode of Reflections. Not right now, but
of
like,
just
at
like
some
a
point later.
Like a bottle episode of... Remember that time we talked about Cardinals?
Yeah, but we're not going to edit that together. That's too much
oh,
work.
Oh, God.
So we'd have
make,
to do an
please
improvised...
Please don't make me do that.
Let's do an improvised clip episode where it's like, remember that time we talked about Cardinals? And then we just fake it.
I'll drop like a fake sound effect in, but I don't want to go back through 50 episodes.
I wouldn't
finding clips. Yuck.
Well, so like us on Facebook, that's how you can participate. We've got about 20 different suggestions across the different prompts that we have here, Glenn. So I'm going to go ahead and need you to pick a number between
it
1
makes
and 20.
Me feel like it seems like the number of suggestions we're getting is picking up.
Yeah, I think
steadily the last few weeks.
People are appreciating our specific brand of nonsense.
I try not to obsess over like listener numbers and stuff, but I can only imagine like there's going to be a correlation there. Like when I check it.
I'm so relieved that you have access to listener numbers and I don't, because I do obsess over that kind of thing.
I will
and
never give you that password
I
then.
I do not think I could handle it. I think that would
it's,
be...
It's going up. Like
that's good.
Pretty. I would like it if it went up.
It's like, going up like Elon Musk's black hole sex penis.
I would like it if it went up like... If we graphed it much like sharper jumps
sure.
up and we suddenly became very popular.
Yeah, but hey, we're still charting in the country in Niger, so that's all I need to know.
We're gradually gaining listeners.
Yeah. All right, well, 1 to 20, bud.
Hit me with Mambo number 5.
Mambo number 5.
That's what I don't care about what these suggestions are. Let's talk about Mambo number 5. You got Angela, Jessica.
A little bit of Monica.
Christina, Rita.
All right. Joe Rovner.
Joey Roves?
Funny improviser here in the Lehigh Valley. Joey Rovner wants to know about the Nazca lines.
All right. So I
that was
know.
A bit, hold on. Stop. Let's address that fucking disappointed sigh that you just forced into the microphone. I'm so excited about this one. I love this because I feel like we have a shot because no one truly knows
sure.
what these things are.
This is more in your wheelhouse. You have a bobblehead or some shit of the Ancient Aliens guy in your office.
I don't, man. Where? That would be amazing. I've got a statue of Cthulhu.
We've got a Cthulhu. I'm looking at a Cthulhu.
Yeah,
I'm looking at a football man. I swear to God, you had...
No, I have a mug with this face
okay,
on
okay, you
it.
Had something with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Giorgio's my seeing. Homie, baby.
Man, so I feel like this is... You're going to be more familiar with this than me, but like...
Well, I mean, just remember,
like
I'm just genuinely disappointing on most topics, so don't don't stress out too much
all right,
about this.
So these are... I don't know how to like.
We cut to South America.
Yeah,
we're on a prop plane flying
we're
over
flying
Ecuador,
over the plains of South America, and there's some lines in the ground, and everyone's like, "What are these things?"
And they're not just lines. It's not like we're talking about like just straight lines.
It's
it,
not
they're
like showing Spaceballs when they're combing the desert.
Oh
and they're
yeah,
making those
great
straight
one of my,
lines.
One of the best sight gags of all time.
I don't like Spaceballs, but that is such a good.
It
joke.
It is
it's
such a good joke.
Such a good.
And
joke.
Like, here's the thing: I love Mel Brooks. I love all of his movies. Spaceballs is probably my least favorite Mel Brooks movie.
I love Mel Brooks, and I love some of his movies.
But I mean, that's my least favorite.
I don't care for Spaceballs. I don't know if it's because I'm like such a Star Wars fan as a kid that like. I found it off-putting. I'm like, are you making fun of me, Mel Brooks? Like, is this?
What's your favorite?
Favorite Mel Brooks?
Mine is Robin Hood Men in Tights. And I think it's because I saw it in the theaters. But
that was big in middle school. I didn't super dig it. I thought parts were funny. The Producers is real good. I like The Producers a lot. It's not as like...
Oh, you're going with the big one, huh?
It's not as like jokey.
Yeah.
I
mean, Blazing Saddles is fantastic.
Hard pass.
Hard pass?
Hard pass on Blazing Saddles.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll go with Producers.
Okay.
That's my favorite. But Spaceballs I don't really like.
Yeah, but that psych
but
gag
just
is great.
The the effort that went into
making
that
a giant
joke, they made
comb.
Giant combs and went to the desert.
Yeah.
Like, that is incredible. to me. Like,
it is wonderful.
Well done. You put so much work into a very stupid idea, and that's what I appreciate.
And that is not what we're talking about, because it's not those kind of lines. They're not just straight lines.
No, they're like, they make pictures.
Yeah, like shapes of like almost
bird
like...
bird one.
Yeah, there's a bird one.
That's there's one that's sort of person-like.
Yeah, the
that
bird,
your boy's like, this is an alien. It's just a stick figure, man. Relax.
Yeah, it's mankind trying to leave their mark on the world so they're not forgotten after they die, right? Like, it's that...
Yeah.
You want to express that you're here. It's like making a podcast, right? Like, why are we doing this? Because we're better than Wikipedia? No, mm-hmm. because we have a sense of our own mortality, and we want to leave a mark on this world after we're not here anymore.
Is that why you're doing this?
It's not why you're doing it? Oh, my God. We got to get on the same page.
Just thought it would be fun to say facts that I know into a microphone and then lie about other things and act like I know them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a way, this is my Nazca lines, right? But they're unexplained. Nobody knows who made them or why. There's not really a purpose to them that we've discerned at this point. I mean, honestly, surprised that the crappy fourth Indiana Jones movie didn't use them more. Right? They were sort of heading down that.
Yeah.
Crystal Scullion type nonsense.
Same area. Crystal Skull is a South American thing, too.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
I feel like I was more into, like, the Time Life books, weird shit from around the world stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then somewhere around middle school, I was just like, oh, this is all nonsense. Like,
yeah.
It's not, there's not.
I wish you hadn't lost your sense of whimsy and just openness to the unknown.
My daughter was asking me about aliens the other day. She watches a lot of like little YouTube videos about space.
Sure.
She was watching one on the Drake Equation.
Okay.
And the Fermi Paradox, and she's like,
"Those are things I know."
Sure. So the Fermi Paradox is: look, if the universe is so big and there's so many planets that could have life on them, how come we haven't found any? And the Drake Equation is.
Delicious snack cakes.
I think I talked about it on another episode.
Probably, but I just don't listen to you.
It was an attempt to estimate how many planets in the universe could have life on them.
Right.
And
I don't know. Pick a number.
Sort of as we find more and more things, that the number keeps going up. So then it, again,
it's goes like back burgers sold at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Time passes and shit happens.
Well, we realize like more stars have planets than we initially thought. More of those planets are in the habitable zone than we originally thought. As like telescope technology, like Kepler.
The habitable zone sounds like a really terrible Philip K. Dick novel.
It's also called the Goldilocks zone because it's not too hot. It's the distance from
that
the
sounds
star.
Like a really terrible Neil Gaiman novel.
It's not too hot or cold. It just means that there could be liquid water on the surface of the planet.
Yeah. So anyways, Amelia asked you about aliens, and I hope you said yes, they are ancient aliens from Earth.
No, I told her that I think there are aliens. I don't think aliens have ever been here, which is where I'm at.
But Glenn, aliens. The Nazca lines.
Yeah, but some lines in the ground. Well, they just did, I think it was the researchers from MIT just made really big concrete things to prove that you can move really big, heavy stones with just people.
Right.
So like the Easter, they made like... giant concrete structures, like roughly the size of an Easter Island head. And they're like, yeah, you can just kind of walk it with like two guys.
Yeah. Anybody who's ever moved apartments understands how you don't
they're
need
like, oh, they're so big and heavy. How would they have done? I'm like, they.
Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Right. Like, you get
some pizza and some Coca-Cola, invite some friends over, move that shit.
My dad was trying to move a shed in our backyard one time, and he was like thinking about the easiest way to like take it apart. And my brother was there with a couple of his friends, like, playing wiffle ball. And he's like, how many guys do you need? And they just, like, called more friends. And then just, like, two dozen 20-year-olds just lifted the shed off the ground and walked it to the other side of the yard.
I mean, that's a great anecdote for what we're talking about, right? But having met your father, I would have liked to have been there where he was formulating that plan. I think that would have been very fun. I think that would have been very fun.
Probably. He could probably make a Nazca line.
Oh my God! Let's go over to his house right now and just start doing it.
So what? But what are they made of? Like, are they cut into the ground? Are they piled rocks? Are they the bodies of our enemies?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're piled rocks, because we would have found a way to ruin that. We, capital W, the human race.
You and I specifically.
Yes, yes.
We would have gone and fucked those rocks
Yeah,
up.
We would have found out that we've got quite a listenership in South America, like we do in the country of Niger. And we go down there to tour this particular podcast, and on the way we'd fuck those things up.
Mess up one of their national treasures.
Yeah. No, I mean, but you know what I mean? Like, some American probably would have gone down there and fucked it up if they were just rocks lying around, right? Like, probably. We made a big dick pic out of the Nazca lines. So I think it's
but
more...
But I'm trying to, because they're old.
I think it's, like, cut into the earth almost.
Yeah, like, they've been around, so it can't just be, like, cut into dirt or erosion would have gotten it. Which I think is erosion is a problem for them. I know that. They're trying to, like, preserve them.
Sure. So I think they're, like, kind of, like, they've got to be, like, stone-based.
Yeah.
Where it would be a motherfucker to move them. And if you didn't have, like, a wiffle ball team of 20-year-olds, you were like, I'm not doing this.
And they're very big. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Because literally, like, when you're on the ground, they don't look like anything. That's the whole point. Like, that's the whole appeal of the mystery of these were made well before...
So sort of
flight
like
was possible by man. So why are we make? Why did they make them? Who
right?
Were they
the ancient aliens' take on it is like
it's clearly
the people who made these can't get a view of them to appreciate it. So why would they do it? It's obviously aliens,
right?
And not just like I don't know, like
people do weird shit just because they can.
You do weird shit just because you can.
Yeah,
and also like. My guess is one of the theories listed on the Wikipedia page is that it was to, like, appease gods.
Yeah.
Cause
right, and that's, if you that think actually is pretty reasonable for that time period. Because, like, you know, you have so many unexplained phenomenon because science hadn't advanced that far that, like, the easy way to explain those things is, it's just the gods.
Yeah. So if you think there's gods living up in the sky above you looking down and you're like,
it's literally writing "Help me" in coconuts
on
the
really,
beach of a
really
deserted
need,
island.
We really need those sky gods on our side. What do you think? They like we do like a big bird picture?
Yeah, like a big bird man.
We'll just draw a big bird because
that's
then,
probably what they look like.
Yeah,
right?
They're in the sky, so they're probably half bird. So we're gonna draw a big bird, and then they'll stop shooting lightning at us.
Hey, Carlos, stop fucking that bird! You're not gonna turn into a god.
Yeah.
Put that toucan down, man. Help us move these rocks.
Just cut this line in the ground. We're going to draw a big bird.
That toucan is dead now, Carlos. You killed a toucan. Are you happy? Are you proud of that?
Carlos.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, stop it. Put that down. That's a corpse. That is not... Carlos. No, that beak does not go there, Carlos. Carlos, that is an outhole. That is an outhole. Don't you know about
Don't
space toilets?
Shame Carlos.
Carlos. Well, he's just not going to help us with this project. I think that's
Carlos
all that
live
is.
His life. Well, I feel like they probably also sacrificed people in this time period, so maybe Carlos has got to go.
Yeah, maybe.
So
much
it's
more to these lines, man. There's to appreciate them, you got to fly over them.
Yeah, I get over them. They're
or,
in like,
hey, Google Earth. I wonder if
they're
that...
in like plains areas, so it's not like you can just go up a mountain and look down on them. Like,
right.
It really is like we're making these for someone else.
Right. It's sort of the crop circle type thing.
Yeah.
Right? Or like the 2019 reference would be like those really fancy corn mazes that they like carve into shapes because they sold it to some sort of like, it's like an ad for like a lumber liquidator.
Sure.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe Carlos is selling toucans and that was his advertisement.
Oh, yeah. He's like, hey, you can come get some dead birds.
Right. It like when you drive down the Eastern Seaboard and you start seeing billboards for south of the border.
Very far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 300 more miles. All right. I'm in Maryland. Relax.
Yeah. Calm down south of the border.
We'll get there. You're the only thing on 95.
Yeah. I'm going to have to pee, so you've got me. Chill. Woof.
Man, so anything else you know about these bad boys?
No, not really.
It's got to come up on ancient. I feel like you should know more.
I should. Well, I don't know.
But I do. Like, you did bring up the good point of, like, no one really knows, but like, what is there like a rough age? Did they like carbon date them or anything, or is that
I don't know. See,
you can't because you'd be dating the ground, not the action of it getting
right. And
torn
ultimately
up.
Here's why I'm a bad partner for this endeavor for you is like I much prefer like the fiction related to this type of stuff than the actual kind of documentary approach. I don't know much, Glenn. I think I've made that pretty apparent in our time together on this project. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like Aztec and Incas. So, like, I don't know. Date those. Date that stuff, man. Like, if you want me to talk about the book/movie The Ruins, which involves carnivorous plants eating American tourists in an old Aztec or Incan temple, I can do that. Ben Stiller executive produced it.
It's
surprisingly
say,
not bad as a film. The book I just started reading, slightly a little bit better. It's written by the guy, do you remember A Simple Plan?
Yeah.
The plane crash and like that whole thing. Same guy.
Cool.
But I don't know shit about the Nazca Lines.
I want to say somewhere, this is going to be a big range, but yeah, I want to say between like 1000 and 1300 AD.
Okay. I'm on board. I'm on board with that, my friend. What do you want to do? Step aside?
Let's step aside.
Okay. Come back. Check out the Wikipedia page, and we'll see how we did. I really do feel like we got a shot.
Hey, friends. And John, who is my friend, but as we talked about last week, it's confusing. I want you to feel included, but I also want to address the listeners.
I don't think it was confusing, but hi.
I was confused.
Well, that's okay.
Hey, friends and John, who is my friend?
What's up, Glenn?
Here to talk about our ad sponsor this week.
Oh, fantastic.
And
go ahead.
As we've talked about, we only endorse products that both John and I use.
Yeah, it's true.
Both he and I own, like, we both have to use it. If it's something I'm really into, but he's like, you know what, not for me. We turn that ad money down. We throw it in a space toilet.
Yeah, we flush it down Elon Musk's cum-filled black hole.
Yep. So, in the spirit of only endorsing things that both John and I really believe in, this week we're brought to you by cloth diapers.
Cloth diapers. I buy them for my cats.
They're diapers made of cloth.
Want to shit in something? Try a cloth diaper.
That you reuse instead of a disposable diaper, which is bad for the environment because the average baby goes through 7,000 to 9,000 disposable diapers in their tiny baby lifetime. That's not even counting when you're an old person.
Do you want to eat too much food and then abuse alcohol to the point where you might shit yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Cloth diapers. Why shit in a t-shirt that you fashion into a diaper when you can buy an adult cloth diaper?
Just buy an adult cloth diaper. You can get nice looking covers for them that are waterproof. You get like a wet bag. You just drop it in there. And then it's some extra laundry during the week, but you know.
You could just buy some twin bed sheets, tie that shit around your waist.
You can, but it's really, the thing that really makes it is that waterproof cover.
Oh, it's the best. It's the lining of an above-ground pool.
It is actually very close. The original one, we should have just done an episode of about diapers.
I'm sure we will at some point.
I know.
We have to do all of Wikipedia.
Yeah,
so
that's true. When we get to our diapers one, I'm really going to come hard.
Like Elon Musk in space.
I meant like an athlete doing well in a competition. I know a lot of things about diapers, but cloth diapers are great. They're gross, but so are disposables. It's still got poop on it. Just, you know, throw it in a bag and then wash it later. Cloth diapers. Use the promo code ImprovWikiPoo.
Not Improv Wiki Pop.
No,
Improv
Wiki Poo.
It's very
it's diaper.
Important. Yeah, and you shit in it.
For 38% off your next order of cloth diapers. That John also uses frequently.
I'm wearing them right now. All right, we are back. We are back. My cloth diaper is clean, and I am ready to read this Wikipedia page. We do the precursory scroll. We got a shot, man. It's not.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't look that long.
Not that long. Some good photos. Some real good photos. And actually, interesting, the 1953 aerial photograph of one of the Nazca lines that looks like a monkey with a spiral tail is actually a UNESCO World Heritage Site. I did
not
know that.
That's why they're working to like preserve it and fight it, fight off erosion and stuff. Because they're like, I don't know, somebody worked real hard to make this big monkey. Let's do our best to keep it around.
I'm for that. All right, here we go. The Nazca Lines are a group of very large geoglyphs formed by depressions or shallow incisions made in the soil of the Nazca Desert in southern Peru.
Cool. So we were right.
Yeah, they were created somewhere between 500 BCE and 500 CE.
I mean,
that's a super wide fucking... I mean, like, that's a pretty big cop-out of, like, shit's old, but we don't know.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's literally 1,000 years.
Yeah. The combined length of all of the lines is over 1,300 kilometers. That's 808 miles, if you were wondering. And the group cover an area of about 50 square kilometers, 19 square miles. The lines are typically 10 to 15 centimeters, 4 to 6 inches, in depth. They were made by removing the top layer of the reddish-brown iron oxide-coated pebbles to reveal a yellow-gray subsoil. The width of the lines varies considerably, but over half are slightly over one-third meter. That's about a foot wide. In some places, they are only a foot wide, and in others, they can reach to 6 feet wide. So they were playing with font sizes.
Sure. Like, it's when you're doing, like, a calligraphy brush, and you, like, twist the pen to get that wide line.
That's a very specific and apt analogy.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Some of the Nazca lines form shapes that are best seen from the air, approximately 1,500 feet up, though they are visible from the surrounding foothills and other high places. The shapes are usually made from one continuous line. The largest ones are about 370 meters or 1,200 feet long. Because of its isolation and the dry, windless, stable climate of the plateau, the lines have mostly been preserved naturally. Extreme rare changes in weather may temporarily alter the general designs. What the fuck does that mean? Do they go back and fix it? How do you temporarily alter the general design? I mean, that implies, like, we have to go back in and fix that shit.
Maybe. I feel like they probably... Do. Like, if
there's like an
like
old
a...
caretaker that lives in a shack on the side of the plateau. He's like, gotta go fix the monkey's spiral tail because we had a little bit too much wind last night.
Yeah, or if there's like a lot of rain and it kind of fills in the line. Like,
oh,
the
there's
line's
a dead
there.
Toucan carcass over here. Damn it, Carlos! Stop fucking the toucans!
I was not expecting Carlos to come back.
God damn, I've got a job to do and I can't keep stepping on toucan carcasses filled with your semen. I don't want to kink shame you, but god damn it, this is a UNESCO heritage site. UNESCO!
So if there's like an unusual amount of rain, right, the runoff would be that reddish color from the top and it would kind of fill in. So the line would still be there, but
oh,
it would
dang.
Have like...
Okay, yeah.
It would
kind
of get
sense.
Colored in a bit. So okay. Like, just go scrape some of that shit out of there.
As of 2012, the lines are said to have been deteriorating because of an influx of squatters inhabiting the lands. God damn it.
Squatters! Knock it off.
Carlos!
Carlos, be squatting.
The figures vary in complexity. Hundreds are simple lines and geometric shapes. More than 70 of them are zoomorphic designs of animals, like a hummingbird, a spider. There's a fish, a llama.
Is there a Bigfoot one? There should be a Bigfoot
There's
one.
There's a jaguar, monkey, lizard.
That ancient alien
dog.
Guy would lose his mind if they did a Bigfoot one.
Oh, my God. Did you see the article floating around now that Pennsylvania is the third best state to spot Bigfoot in?
No.
Yeah.
We're Good
going,
on you, Pennsylvania.
We're going squatching later, Glenn.
Let's
You're
do
gonna
it.
Love it. All right. Scholars differ in interpreting the purpose of the designs, but in general, they ascribe religious significance to them. They were designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1994.
Do you think maybe they just did it because, like, they could?
I do.
Like, they have a big desert.
Right.
And they realize, like, hey, if we dig down a little bit, we can make a completely different colored line. It's just this big open area.
Right. Like, it could be art for art's sake.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just expression.
You want to just draw some dicks? Like, is one of them a dick?
It did not list it, but
I feel like one of them's probably a dick.
We got pictures at the bottom here.
If you, any stage of human evolution,
does a dick pic.
If you give them a blank canvas, they're putting a dick on it.
Yeah, for sure.
So you have this just big open area, and they're like, oh, look, if we like make a little mark, hey, we could just make big ones. Let's go. Let's just like walk it out and make like a big monkey and a big dick.
The high and arid plateau stretches more than 800 kilometers between the towns of Nazca and Palpa on the Palpas do Wamana?
Good effort, man. Yeah.
Just south of Lima. Yeah, I mean, this is frustratingly redundant, too, because here's another literal. In 1994, they were designated a UNESCO World Heritage.
We know.
So, yeah, I know. It was literally.
We said it, and we already read it in a different part of this.
Okay, so the first published mention of the lines was by Pedro Cieza de Leon in his 1553 book. He mistook them for trail markers.
Idiot.
In 1586, Luis Monzon reported having seen ancient ruins in Peru, including the remains of some roads. Although the lines were partially visible from the nearby hills, the first to report them were the Peruvian military and civilian pilots. The fuck does... That's not... This is... Yeah, this page is not great.
That's... Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, so they saw them in the 1500s. Well, the first person to really see them was in, like, the 1940s. Shut up.
Well, yeah, literally, 1927, a Peruvian archaeologist, Torbio Mea... Oh, I'm so sorry. Saw them while hiking through the foothills. He discussed them at a conference in Lima in 1939. Paul Kozik, an American historian from Long Island University, is credited as the first scholar to study them at length. Of course. Fucking...
Oh, yeah, an American historian.
I'm sure there's people that studied them actually in Peru. It's just that we're on the English version of Wikipedia right now.
So one of the YouTube channels that my daughter watches was doing one about, like, the history of education. Like, why I forget how they worded it, but it's basically, like, who invented the way school is now. And they go back through, like, a couple iterations of the American school system. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and the person who invented it was this guy. And he invented it by going to Denmark and seeing how they did it. And then just doing the same thing here. I'm like, so he didn't invent anything.
No, not at all.
Talk about who did it in Denmark. Like, yeah. They're just like, oh, all done. We found the American who invented it.
Ugh. All right. So then he started studying stuff. All right. Here we go. They proposed one of the earliest reasons for the existence of the figures to be markers on the horizon to show where the sun and other celestial bodies rose on significant dates. Archaeologists, historians, and mathematicians have all tried to determine the purpose of the lines, and they can't. Yeah. Basically, this is like paragraphs of people saying...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, why do you think it... yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm not even going to read this because it's very poorly written, and they're literally just repeating, like, the sizing numbers that were in the first paragraph. And then
so
there's a paragraph.
I say
on
we
people.
At least tied this bad boy.
Yeah, I mean, well, here there's.
I think our proposal of just Ars Gratia Artis is, you know, as good as these dinguses.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there's a purpose section. That also repeats.
It's just a bunch of paragraphs.
It also repeats the history section of people don't know. It does list out a couple specific people that studied them, but again, they're all basically, yeah, this is stupid. Here's an alternative explanation section I want to read because I'm curious.
Alternative to what? You don't know the other explanation.
Other theories were that the geometric lines could indicate water flow or irrigation schemes or be part of rituals to, quote, summon water. The spiders, birds, and plants
summoning
may be fertility
water
symbols.
Sounds like a metaphor for pee.
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta
man.
Go summon some water after we're done recording.
All right, so there's someone named... Phyllis Petugluga from the Adler Planetarium asserted that the giant spider figure is an anamorphic diagram of the constellation Orion. And she further suggested that...
The famous spider constellation Orion.
Yeah,
you
know, the sword-wielding spider Orion. And then there's like a critique talking about how that's stupid. Yeah, this is fucking awful. This is terrible. Okay, let's look at the picture because this is actually pretty cool. There's a spider. The one called a tree looks very phallic.
Yeah, that's a donger.
The hummingbird, that's pretty cool.
That one definitely looks like a hummingbird. Great job.
Mm-hmm. Condor looks like a condor. Whale looks like a whale. You got a little head there. That's pretty cool. The astronaut.
The astronaut?
I mean...
I That just kind of looks like a guy.
It's like a derpy guy. Just looks like a guy. It's just a guy.
That looks like how my daughter draws people now. Like,
yeah. The pelican looks like a pelican. Actually, looks like a toucan that Carlos fucked, if I'm being honest.
That dude's so into birds.
The dog, sure. The monkey definitely looks like a monkey.
Yeah, monkey looks like a monkey, 100%.
The heron looks like a heron. Polymorphic glyphs. I mean, they look like, you know, phytomorphic glyphs. Yeah, they did. They definitely look phytomorphic.
Yeah, and way more phytomorphic than polymorphic.
Yeah, yeah, and I really know what phytomorphic means. And then hands. I don't know. They kind of look like, we're calling those hands. I guess that's five fingers. I don't know.
That looks like a bad bird drawing, is what that looks like.
Yeah, kind of.
Like the hands are supposed to be bird feet, and yeah, the top part is like a bad bird body.
So here's the thing.
Like some, because it's sometimes you're trying to draw a picture in the dirt and you goof it up.
Yeah, it's okay. It's no shame
in
that.
It's so big, you can't fill it back in and start over.
Here's the thing. I'm genuinely interested in these things. I think this is super interesting. I would love to know more about it. I'm irritated that we don't know more about it. I'm pissed off that this page is just fucking hot garbage and the most interesting information is the photos. I don't feel like we can give credit for those photos because we don't have the ability to offer that with our side of it.
Correct.
Glenn, I think we won, man. I really do. And I'm not just saying that. This is a bad page. It's redundant.
It is bad and redundant. It's so got, points like, off like for the, sure.
The only thing that's good about it are the photos.
And we got the big facts. The dates were wrong, but it's such an estimate that...
Like, who cares? Yeah, when you use a range of 1,000 years, sure, you can fuck off.
Like, our range...
Fuck off, Wikipedia.
My proposed range was different than their proposed range, but no one knows, so, you know, no points awarded in that category to either side.
I mean... Worst case, you could call this a tie, but I honestly think we did a better job. I really believe that in my heart of hearts.
If you believe in your heart, we can call this a win. I'll take a win on it.
Well, we're taking a fucking win.
Hell yeah,
Nazca
Lines.
Garbage Wikipedia site.
You know what would be buck wild if instead of, so at the end of this, if we beat Wikipedia, we get all of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It would be crazy if after each individual episode, if we did better, we win all of that thing. Like
all of that, the,
like
the
Nazca lines
the subject,
are
like,
now a John and Glenn World Heritage Site.
Oh my god, that'd be so good!
And we also own several bird species, but not the titmouse. We didn't win that one.
What do you think?
Or did we? Yeah, titmouse was a bad page.
Titmouse was
a
bad page. We did win. It was so bad that we won.
Yeah.
What do you think about instead of taking over? Like, I like that idea. Let me just like pitch this to you. Like, instead of taking over like the concept of these things, what if we just start naming John and Glenn Heritage Sites?
Yeah. Heritage sites? First up, Nazca Lines. They're
Nazca
ours
Lines,
now.
Nazca Lines, number one. Love it. Well, we win. That means the score is 16-14-6. We're pulling away again. I got a feeling this is the beginning of a throbbing penis of a win streak. That's what you said earlier, right?
Boy.
You were gonna bring that chub. I think is what you said.
I
said
it would come hard if we were doing a diapers episode.
I remember you saying I'm going to bring that chub, but hey, whatever. Agree to disagree.
I don't think I've ever said the phrase bring that chub in my life. I'm going to work it in now.
I got a pretty good memory, and I'm pretty sure you said I'm going to bring that chub.
I'm going to call my wife when I leave here to let her know I'm on my way to meet her for dinner.
Don't do
and I'll work the phrase bring that chub into that phone call.
She's far too nice.
And she'll be like,
"Oh, she deserves so much better than that.
How long do you think it'll be until you get here?" I'm like, "Probably about 20 minutes. And when I get there, I'm going to bring that chub." She'll be like, "What?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it. See you in about 20 minutes when I bring that chub." But did John make you do this? Yeah, he did. He's a bad man.
Bye.
Bring that chub.